Hello, everyone, and welcome to Access, a global feedback exchange for trainers, auditors, developers, and designers. My name is Ashley Fowler, and I am one of your organizers for this event. And I'm super excited to introduce to you today some of our co-collaborators in this event. But to start us off, I'll just give you a little bit of introduction and background to this event. So we'll be, over the course of the next month, bringing together around 80 folks representing different communities, coming from digital security training communities, organizational auditor communities, as well as designer and developer communities. And we'll all be discussing what it means to collect feedback from at-risk users and how we can actually integrate that feedback into the design and development of open source tools. So as I mentioned, my name is Ashley Fowler, and I use she, her pronouns, and I work at Internews, which is a global organization. It's really focused on access to information, particularly for human rights defenders, journalists, and other media outlets. My team specifically, the global technology team, really focuses in on the safe component of accessing information. So making sure that people have the tools and the knowledge to securely access information to make informed decisions in their lives. Within that team, we also have a specific stream of work that is focused on improving the usability and accessibility of open source tools. That's referred to as our usable stream of work. And you can read more about that at usable.tools online, but I will not bore you with the details today. And I will go ahead and jump into introducing you to some of our other folks who have helped design and organize and will help facilitate this program over the next month. So with that, I'm going to pass it over to my colleague, Adriana, to quickly introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. My name is Adriana. I use she, her pronouns, and I'm a program associate at Internews. I'm excited that we have so many people signed up for Access. And I'm going to share a secret skill. My secret skill is that I occasionally will help my neighbor care for and also milk her goats. And that is one of my favorite fun facts to share with people. And I'm going to pass it on to Georgia from Simply Secure.
Hi, everybody. I'm Georgia Bullen from Simply Secure. I use she, her pronouns. I am the executive director there, which really just means that I do a little bit of everything and make sure that we were able to get stuff done and work with fun projects. We are a usability and design nonprofit, and what that means is that we work with teams, other teams, to support them on design, UX, and product strategy. That means things like user research, UX design, coaching, facilitation. We also produce open research and tools, so that can look like reports and case studies and resources. And we do a lot of community building work, including running a community, an online community for folks working in design and security and privacy. My secret skill that I will share with everyone so you get to know a little bit more about me is that I'm very good at finding things that other people lost, even if I was not there when they lost them. So if you ever need help, can't find something, let me know and I can help you do that. And with that, I will hand off to the team members from OK Thanks. So, Carrie.
Thank you, Georgia. My name is Carrie Winfrey. I'm the founder and UX lead at OK Thanks. We are a human-centered design team. There are currently four of us on our team. We're all located in West Texas. And we work on a variety of open source tools within the internet freedom space. Guardian Project is one of our key partners. We've been with them for going on over 8 years now. I think one of the greatest joys in this work is really connecting with communities across the world and learning about the challenges that people face on the front line and just their habits and behaviors in everyday life. So we're super excited to be part of Access and to have an opportunity to meet more of you that will be participating and to just learn more about you and hopefully have some fun together as we go through this online event during August. We're in West Texas. I'm actually a mom of three girls. Fun fact, I was pregnant for 3 years straight. Our last two were back to back. And now we're just starting to come out of baby phases. So as a result of that, I've gotten really good at doing things with one hand, multitasking with every limb of my body, working in many different environments, including a minivan. I guess that would be it. Also excited to have one of my team members here with me, Tiffany Robertson.
Hello, thank you, Carrie. So I'm Tiffany, and I work on the OK Thanks team as the community ambassador. I use she, her pronouns. And we're just really excited to be a part of Access, to get to know more about at-risk users, what people are doing to help assist them, how digital security trainings are being run, and what ways they need to be supported, and how we can just continue to find ways to optimize the feedback loop and find just kind of the best practices or best solutions that we can from learning from one another and from just figuring out the best ways to communicate, especially during these interesting times. So something interesting about me, well, I love thrift store shopping. I love creating tablescapes. So if you have a party and you have some stuff lying around, invite me over and I'll work a little magic on your table. So that's something, I guess, yeah, fun about me. And at OK Thanks, we just have a real heart for building relationships, employing fun exercises that challenge our thinking and allow us to really just consider the whole experience of a thing, a space, a situation, and or an app. And so we just really love working alongside communities and are excited to go through this process with all of you and learn.
Awesome, thank you all so much. As you all can hear, we have quite the collection of personalities and skills that we'll be taking advantage of over the next few weeks. So I guess I now have to share my secret skill, which is probably even less relevant than all of these skills, which is that I formerly rode horses competitively. So I was a champion back in my day with 10 and under horseback riding. So not to brag, but I will try and dig up some old videos to share with folks to prove my value in that space. But to jump back to the topic at hand here, I think it's critical to highlight how important it is that we're bringing together these communities, specifically focusing on digital security trainers, as well as organizational security auditors, as these key intermediaries between these open source tool teams and designers and developers. I think for Usable, a real goal of the project over the past few years has been to empower each of these communities individually and make sure that they have the skills and the resources to do this critically important work. And when we're super honored to have Simply Secure and OK Thanks on board for this event, these are some of the greatest minds in the usability and accessibility space in the Internet Freedom space. And so we're really excited to have you all on board, and more importantly, we're excited to get to know each of you all as participants over the next few weeks. So as I said before, we'll have a series of programming that's available. Some of it will be pre-recorded content, such as this podcast. Others will be live sessions where we're asking you to join and participate in a discussion or a co-creation of a resource. We'll also have some written materials in the form of blog posts or other resources that will be available to you throughout the duration of the event. And on average, we'll be expecting you to engage somewhere between 4 and 6 hours, again, with the majority of that content being asynchronous or content that you can go through on your own time. Most importantly, we are also going to very intentionally try and create space for you all to share your experiences and your knowledge with one another and with us. We recognize that you are all experts in your own right, and so we've been able to get to know you a bit with our introductory welcome calls, but we will continue to create those intentional spaces for feedback and for skill shares and community-led sessions over the next few weeks. And so with that, I think we can wrap up our first introductory podcast. You'll have more of this content to come in the weeks to come, but those will be focused more on content-specific conversations or topic-specific conversations. All of this information is also available on our landing page, so please do explore the rest of the event and make sure that you're ready for a very exciting few weeks. Any final words from our fellow organizers here?
No, thank you so much.
I would say we hope that you're all excited, and we look forward to really going through this process with all of you. And as this is a global feedback experience, we would love to hear your feedback along the process as well. So please just, be willing to share and be honest, because we want to make this a very useful event for everyone, and we want to make people feel like they're really being heard and learning out of this event as well. So feedback is welcome. Thank you.